Jerry Bader Show, 9:52. Jason told me off the air yesterday he's trying not to get too excited about the Milwaukee Brewers prospects, but he's pretty excited. I said the two reasons not to get too excited. One, I do think the Ryan Braun situation could, I'm not saying it will, could negatively impact the team. Road games are going to be brutal for Braun. And I think how he responds to this and how he performs this year is really going to determine whether he comes back from this. Now, Jason's optimism is that a great pitching acquisition. They would seem to have a very strong pitching staff, which has seemed that way before, but it really does seem that way. A lot of the players, the pieces do seem to be in place. Here's the second reason not to get too excited. I've become convinced this team is cursed when it comes to injuries. They have NFL-style injuries. I mean, in terms of the number of players affected. It's just amazing to me. By the way, I should point out, several emailers got that blacks would be the biggest offenders. Yeah, it would be. And everybody's got a guess on the 50th anniversary I'm missing. So far, none of you have it right. It's driving me nuts. But I'll try to figure it out. Now, I think I would say this. I think the Brewers should be a much better baseball team than they were last year. I would agree with that. Do you think, Jason, it's still true that they reside in the toughest division in baseball? I mean, the Cardinals, the Reds and the Pirates haven't really gone anywhere, have they? See, they're in a tough division. They are in a brutally tough division. I think for a team trying to turn the corner, it's the NFL version of being in the same division with the 49ers and the Seahawks. I think this is very tough. So I do think they're going to be a better baseball team. I just don't know how much better, and I don't know if they're good enough to really get into that upper tier with three very, very good teams. That's it. That's it. The Alaska earthquake. I was in the doctor's office. I was in the doctor's office, and I saw an Alaska magazine. And it had, and I think it is June, the 50th anniversary of the Alaskan earthquake. Jason, that baby was 9.3 on the Richter scale. Basically, the epicenter was Anchorage. It was incredible. The pictures are like out of a movie. Cars way up there because the street is way up there. It's amazing. Well done by the listener. So it couldn't have been June because that wasn't in there. See, now, all right, just quickly, I'm going to get to another topic here, but see when the Alaskan earthquake of 1964 was. As you know, and I think this is true, both sides can be guilty of somewhat Orwellian language when it comes to, it was Good Friday, March 27th. I was wrong. It was Good Friday, March 27th, 1964. Both political sides can be guilty of Orwellian language, calling something very euphemistically something. Okay, there's that, and then there's this. Now, remember, there's been debate about whether there will be actual enforcement of the Obamacare penalty tax, whatever you want to call it. IRS warns Obamacare tax must be paid with tax return. And it is now called the shared responsibility payment. But what has been previously reported is the only enforcement tool here is to take a refund from you. And if you don't have a refund coming, they can't really enforce this. But the IRS is saying and it's in their health care tax tips, warning Americans they must obtain qualifying health insurance as defined by the federal government or face a shared responsibility payment when filing their tax returns in 2015. All that would do is reduce any return you have coming. Now, again, we can check on this, but it's been widely reported that if you don't have a return coming, there's no enforcement tool unless they have fixed that, and it's possible they have fixed that. But what's interesting about this, it's not an Obamacare tax. It's not an Obamacare penalty. It is a shared responsibility payment. Why don't we just call taxes that? Why isn't it your 1040 shared responsibility form? Because that's what taxes are, right? We all share the responsibility of funding the federal government. Why limit this to the Obamacare penalty and tax or whatever the hell we're calling it? I still say it's a penalty. Supreme Court said it was a tax. But if it's a tax, then it wasn't really duly passed. Whatever. You can go round and round in circles on that. But this is just because they don't want to call it anything. So they call it a shared responsibility payment because we all share the responsibility of making sure everybody has health care. Well, then don't we share the responsibility of a strong defense? Don't we share the responsibility of a strong infrastructure? By the way, President Obama is supposed to give a speech today about spending a bunch of money on infrastructure, highways, and bridges. More on that later in the show. All right, also later in the show, I did this to me, though. This is one of the best ever. Shared, individual, shared responsibility payment. Still to come in the show, unhinged Walker reaction, and again. And you won't believe what they've dug up this time. And I want to get in, we've talked about roundabouts before. Why do Wisconsinites hate them so much, and do you really want municipalities patchwork deciding whether they're there? 9:59.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.